Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Greetings, my Christian and Muslim audience. Welcome back. The gospel teaches clearly that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was according to God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. According to the gospel account, Pilate claimed to have the power of life or death over Jesus. However, Jesus answered Pilate, saying, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." Gospel according to John 19, verse 11. Christians know and believe, based on the Bible, that God was the primary cause for Jesus' crucifixion. It is revealed throughout the Bible that Christ's coming, crucifixion, and resurrection were planned by God before the world began. Interestingly, the Quran also states that God allowed Jesus to die and then raised him up after his death. Surah 3, verse 55. Today, I want to pay your attention, my audience, that Muslim scholars generally teach that Jesus was substituted when he faced arrest and death. Okay, this is very interesting theory that most of the Muslim scholars came up with, which is called the substitution theory. They believe God changed the face of someone else, making that man look like Jesus. So when the Jews and Romans tried to arrest Jesus, they thought the substitute was Jesus and arrested and crucified him by mistake. I am laughing, but they are very serious about it. Most of the Muslim scholars believe that at the very moment of this substitution, God lifted Jesus up bodily into heaven. From my study, I noticed that Muslim scholars are not in agreement as to the identity of the substituted person who supposedly replaced Jesus. Muslim scholars believe, most of them, Jesus was substituted when he faced arrest and death. They believe, again, God changed the face of someone else, making that man look like Jesus. So when the Jews and Romans tried to arrest Jesus, they thought the substitute was Jesus and arrested and crucified him by mistake. Now, we challenge this substitution theory, and we believe it does not stand on good ground. The Muslim scholars base their belief in the substitution theory upon this one unclear verse in the Quran that stated, "But so it was made to appear to them," in Surah 4, verse 157. Remember, this is the only surah that talked about Jesus' crucifixion. Let me read these two verses to you again from Surah 4, verse 157-158, that they said in boast, "We killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. For of a surety they killed him not, nay, Allah raised him up unto himself." Okay? So the Muslim scholar based their belief in the substitution theory upon this one unclear verse that states, but so it was made to appear to them. Now, there is no mention of a substitute here or anywhere else in the Quran. It seems obvious that it cannot refer to Jesus. It certainly must refer to something else that has been mentioned. Now, the phrase could be translated, it was made a misunderstanding, a perplexity to them. In that case, the subject understood would refer to his crucifixion. The verse could then be properly translated. Yet they slew him not, and they crucified him not, but it, which referred to Jesus' crucifixion, was made a misunderstanding to them. His crucifixion perplexed them. They saw the event, but failed to appreciate its inner meaning. They even thought that they had power over his life. Okay, now focus with me, please. Therefore, it is not possible to reach a definitive conclusion based on this single and ambiguous verse in the Quran. That's what I concluded from analyzing the substitution theory. One possible way to interpret Surah 4, 157 and verse 158 is that the unbelieving Jews intended for the crucifixion of Jesus to shame him in the eyes of the world. The ridicule he would suffer would then destroy him in the hearts and eyes of the people. Also, his death would invalidate his mission. However, the Jews failed to accomplish that goal. On the contrary, by the crucifixion, the name and person of Jesus was glorified. When God later raised him up to be with him. That verse could very well mean that. Ironically, what Satan, through unbelieving Jews, used to kill Jesus, God the Father used to exalt Jesus Christ. We know that from the gospel. Actually, we read in Colossians 2, verses 14 and 15, that through the cross, Jesus canceled the record of charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, Jesus disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. God, through Jesus, disarmed the evil powers and authorities. Because we all sinned, we stand guilty before God, the righteous judge. We are guilty because we broke God's law. The verdict is guilty. The consequences of our sin is death, eternal separation from God's presence, and punishment for everything wrong we did or said. The charges and the condemnation are written out. Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong we did. Jesus paid the price for all our sins, hallelujah, such as our lies, our greed, our envy. Every time we hated someone, we hoped bad things will happen to any person. Every time we were envious, jealous, committed theft, immorality, all the court orders against us are gathered together and then nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! When I repented and believed in Jesus as my Savior, the charges against me are wiped out because the price to remove them was paid by Jesus. My friend, I am out of time, but before we close, I want to encourage you from all my heart to put your faith in Jesus Christ as your only Savior. To put your faith that He died on the cross and paid the penalty for your sins, and invite Him to come into your life right now. And you will enjoy God's forgiveness, and you will conquer Satan's work in your life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you won the battle against Satan through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. Jesus, I put my faith in you. You are my Savior. You are my Savior from the penalty of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from God anymore. Thank you, God, for loving me and sacrificing for me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. Would love to congratulate you. Send you some free materials. Perhaps guide you to a church close to where you live. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will fill us with His Spirit and use us to communicate the message of His love and salvation to millions and millions of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.